greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 6th, 2014. Sisters and brothers, we're Pita. We're the intellect. We are associated with Mercury. We are the thinkers. We are dealing with the capacity of the mind to critically analyze situations, to think, to solve problems, to deal with real, that which is real, that which is true, and that which is fictitious and false. In Israel, we have to ask the question, were the three kidnappings in Israel a false flag operation? Karen Brothers, she states these following details. The Israeli government had informed members of the press around June 15th that it was aware that the students had been killed, but placed a gag order on that information. The government must thus have known where the bodies were. This is Karen Brothers. The brutal search was merely cover for punishment of members of Hamas, the democratically elected party of Palestinians throughout the occupied territories. The Israeli media played along with the pretext for the abuse. All right, so if the Israeli government already knew that the students had been killed, then they knew when the students had been killed, and the search for the students in Palestinian territories during the same time that the Israeli government already knew that the students were dead or killed means that the search was only to perpetuate and perpetrate brutality and terrorism on members of the Hamas party elected to occupy office by the Palestinian people. The next piece of information, in this article by Karen Brothers, the Israeli Defense Forces were only called in 8 to 9 hours after the first call to report the kidnapping. One of the students placed a call to the police emergency hotline 10 minutes after they accepted a hitchhiking ride home with the message that he was being kidnapped. So one of these youths, one of these beautiful youths who we love every human being, they called. They said, hey, I'm being kidnapped. Help me. They called the emergency hotline. The statement was followed by what sounded like several gunshots, groans, and silence. So within 10 minutes, there's a call to the hotline, police emergency hotline. Someone is saying, I'm being kidnapped. Shortly after that, there's a gunshot or gunshots, several of them, groans, and silence. Police ignored the call, as if one of their officials said to them, no, we got this under control. Don't worry about it. Sometimes they'll tell low-level officers the plans. Sometimes they'll just tell the low-level officers to ignore something while they, the controller, are manipulating forces, manipulating actions to facilitate the desired outcome. Police ignored the call. The teen's father called the police 5 hours later at 3:30 a.m. to report his son missing. Several hours after that, after an exchange of 54 calls, the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, and the Shin Bet finally became involved. Why did you wait so long, Israeli government? We are thinkers, sisters and brothers. We are not swallowing what government officials tell us until we do thinking and do our own investigation to use our intellect to figure out what in the world is going on. Despite, this is some more information from Karen Brothers. Despite possession of all of the evidence of the kidnappings and murders, the Israeli government has offered no evidence that indicates responsibility for the acts. Those with any direct connection to the phone calls or the finding of the bodies have remained unidentified. So what is this portion saying? You know Israel. You know Benjamin Netanyahu. You know the technicians who have been the prime ministers of Israel. Even if it's a lie, fictitious, they do not mind throwing in our face fictitious evidence that proves nothing as it concerns involvement of Palestinians in terror and wicked machinations. So, this time around, they claim to have evidence of everything, but they've not presented any evidence. Israel claims to be a state, a government that facilitates democracy. Is that democratic? To accuse a whole people of an act and to punish a whole people for an act that you have not presented any evidence that anyone of the people that you have accused have committed the act. Where is the jurisprudence, I believe is the phrase? Where is the judicial system? Where are the arrests? Where is the presentation of evidence? Where is the bringing the, where is the investigation to find the specific perpetrators and bring the specific perpetrators to justice, to jail, to prison, to the court system, to the judicial system, in front of a judge, in front of a jury of the peers to bring real and true justice for those that have committed the crime? So it looks very suspicious to us. And it looks like my mind, my intellect, my mercurial intellect was correct in thinking that this may have been something that Israel has done purposefully so that they can do other things that were in the plans. What are some of the plans that were pre-planned already that Prime Minister Netanyahu and those technicians of Israel doing the wicked bidding of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, what are their plans that they already planned on doing in the first place? To create divisions within the new unity government of Fatah and Hamas. Fatah has been recognized as the representative. Fatah has been recognized as the representative of the Palestinian people for years. Hamas has been around for a long time, but has been deemed a terrorist organization by Europe, by the West. It seems like I remember that Hamas was created by Europe and the West to destabilize and split the Palestinians, to infiltrate the Palestinians and destroy them. But Hamas has worked with the people for years now, been a revolutionary representative for the people for years now, and have worked so hard politically that the people voted Hamas into offices of power. So Israel is putting pressure. Is it Mahmoud Abbas, the representative of Fatah and the president, you might say, of the Palestinian people? Israel wants Mahmoud Abbas and Fatah to split from Hamas. So this false flag operation, punishment of Hamas people, causing division within the Palestinian people, putting pressure on Mahmoud Abbas and Fatah to split from Hamas. Also, to physically punish, as we have said, Hamas members and the cause of Palestinian resistance. Sisters and brothers, Netanyahu is a killer. The technicians in Israel, I'm not speaking necessarily of poor working class Caucasian Jews in Israel. I am speaking of those technicians who hold office. These are bloodthirsty killers who love to do the bidding of the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, and who love to torture and destroy anyone, especially the Palestinian people. Other thoughts and plans Netanyahu is pushing: to get legislation passed through the Knesset to block the return of East Jerusalem to Palestinians. And so East Jerusalem is to be returned to the Palestinian people, but all the while Israel building more illegal settlements to change the footprint of the land, the territory, to make it physically impossible that East Jerusalem may be returned to the Palestinians, and make it physically impossible for there to be a so-called two-state solution. So we say, one person, one vote, let the Palestinian people and the Israeli people have one whole grand election for the whole of the territories, and let the people decide. See, Israel does not want that because they are a racist society, hating Muslims, hating Palestinian people, wanting as a minority to control that whole region and territory and keep it out of the hands of the Palestinian majority, which is the reason for the bloodshed perpetrated in 1948, the transferring out of nearly a million people, the destruction of countless numbers of villages, Palestinian villages, and the continuing torture, terror, building of settlements, killing of Palestinians night and day, denying health care, denying living wage job, denying education. See, we're thinking now. You can't let how you have been taught religion to cause ourselves not to deal in reality with that which is real, and understand that which is real as opposed to that which is false and fictitious. To try to foment a third intifada to legitimate further attacks on Palestinians. See, this may be something done to maneuver the Palestinians into an uprising, to justify the Israeli soldiers and armies coming in and killing Palestinians wholesale. You're dealing with people who have a beast mentality, and worse than a beast mentality in Netanyahu and his technicians. To whip up such hatred of Palestinians that it has become dangerous for them to be seen on Israeli streets. Now this is an interesting thought, because this would foment tensions, enmity, and animosity between poor working class Caucasian white Jews and the Palestinian people. The Caucasian Jewish sister and brother, poor working class, not the technician, needs to understand that the government of Israel is in the hands of sinful, wicked, corrupt, deplorable people who have not the best interest of the poor working class Caucasian Jew in their hearts, and only using poor working class Israeli Jews as a buffer between themselves, the technicians, and the Palestinian people. Keep the poor working class people on both sides thinking that they are the enemy of themselves, when in reality, the technicians work for the real enemy, the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers. Manipulating poor working class all over the earth, this is the game of the ruling class. Have a poor American kill a poor African. Have a poor European kill a poor Arab. Have a poor Asian kill another one in Asia that is poor. Have a poor black, brown, red, yellow, and white kill each other. This is the game being played. The Israeli government is continuing to harass and attack Palestinians until it supposedly finds the killers. The two young Hebron men named as the accused have been missing since June the 12th. So I believe this is speaking of false accusations made against two Arab young men. And one of those young men was found dead and burned up, tortured, 90% of his body burned. That's not justice. If these two were really the perpetrators of the crime of the kidnapping and killing of the Israeli students, then bring them before the courts. Do not kill them in the streets and torture them and burn them alive. Israel is no state of no type of justice. Israel is a European settler colony, and it's time for us to become mercurial thinkers, intellectuals, analyzing the real causes of the conflict between poor working class people. Caucasian Jewish sisters and brothers, understand these realities and reject the technicians. Reject those who hold office that are sinful, wicked, deplorable, and corrupt. And join the Palestinian Christian and Muslim. And join the African Hebrew Israelite nation. And join the Africans. And join all of us as we forge the way for freedom for the whole of the human family. Let us become a nervous system. Mercury is associated with the nervous system. Let us be so connected, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, white, poor working class, Christian, Muslim, Jew, Hebrew, Hindu, Buddhist, Zoroaster, communist, agnostic, socialist, Gnostic, atheist, whoever you may be. Let us be so connected that, like the nervous system, when you're in pain, I'm in pain. When I'm in pain, you're in pain. And then we come together and analyze the reasons for the pain and find real solutions to that which is paining and destroying all of us, so that we may all be what the Almighty has called us to be. Associated with Mercury, the professions of literature and journalism, or anything to do with them. This would be in the New Testament and the Old Testament, the scribes, the writers, those who are the writers, those who are the journalists, those who are a part of the media, also those who write books and write articles, and so, and even you could say those who write scripts. Writing, journalism, these fields of endeavor are righteous and holy fields of endeavor that should be used not to perpetrate falsehood, not to perpetrate lies of sinful, corrupt government officials, but to perpetrate and propagate truth justice and righteousness and not allow yourself to be used and manipulated to facilitate enmity between poor working class people. Versatility, we talked about that, varies in influence, the chameleon among the planets. This is Mercury we're talking about now. We're back to the zodiac. Let me see. I want to look up the word chameleon and see what I can learn from that word chameleon, as this will also teach us of some of our attributes and characteristics. This is a long word to type. Chameleon. Did I type that correctly? I think so. Chameleon. A highly specialized clade of lizards. Let me see the Wikipedia. What do you have to say about a chameleon? 160 species of chameleon come in a range of colors. Many species have the ability to change colors. They're mobile. They have stereoscopic eyes, stereoscopic vision, which has to do with yielding depth and distance of seen objects from two eyes and normal binocular vision. Stereo meaning solid, opsis meaning appearance or sight. This binocular vision allows for two slightly different images to be projected in each eye that provide a means of depth perception. So you're looking at two slightly different images in each eye. They have this type of sight that enables them to see even deeper and better as it pertains to depth perception because of how their eyes are made to take in more images than normal. They're able to change color, to adapt and change color depending on the situation. They have long tongues. So this Mercury planet is seen like a chameleon. Apparently, there are attributes that are seen in Mercury, apparently changing of color, different abilities that Mercury has, attributes that other planets do not have. So we want to be able to change color. We want to be able to adapt according to the situation, not for deception, but in order that we may better be enabled to deal with a particular situation. We want to be able to see better than we've seen before. We want to be able to see energy, to analyze, to think, to adapt, to change, so that we can understand how to better facilitate life and move in and out of situations and move in and among people and be who we are to be in that particular situation, not for deception, but to facilitate life in every situation that may call for a different attribute within ourselves. Not every attribute and characteristic is applicable to every situation, but we have an attribute. We have characteristics that are applicable to every situation. So like Mercury, like the chameleon, we change and we change to this attribute, to this characteristic. Every color is associated with an attribute, a characteristic. So changing of the color of the self means to change characteristic change attributes so that in every situation we are able to get the most out of every situation for the benefit of the human family. Let us go ahead and take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.